Cuccinelli, Biden admin opening the door for dangerous immigrants to enter the U.S. by Trent Baker on February 15, 2021. Former DHS Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli on Monday warned that President Joe Biden's administration has thrown open the door for immigrants, a stark contrast from the previous President Donald Trump administration. This comes as the Biden administration announced plans to slowly allow 25,000 asylum seekers to enter the United States. Cuccinelli warned on Fox Business Network's Varney & Company that Biden's immigration policy will result in dangerous people such as child molesters, domestic abusers and drunk drivers being released back into the country instead of deported. Professional career officers were finding just a couple of percent of those people qualified for asylum, Cuccinelli stated. I mean, it was a clear sham, and Mexico cooperated to give us an extraordinary level of detention ability. And so now, when they just throw open the door, I mean, that is the answer. It isn't whether you could hold back. They have given up the main element that was holding back these 25,000 folks. And they've abandoned it despite 30,000 to 40,000 cases of evidence where there is no large number of people that qualify for asylum in those groups. This is a sham, by and large, that they are playing as coached by their human traffickers to try to get into this country, and Joe Biden is letting them do it. Child molesters are going to get set free in this country at the order of Joe Biden. You know, you're going to have all sorts of domestic violence people. Drunk drivers who kill more people than any other crime out there. Those are all going to be released and are being released instead of deported because of the Biden policies that are rolling in, he added. And Stu, you said the flood is coming. No, no, the flood is here. They are over 3,000 or 4,000 people a day. They are way beyond what Obama's Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson said was a crisis, and he said that was 1,000 a day. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.